KXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Inflation was worse than expected in January. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
It showed that prices increased during the month, and the inflation rate is now up by 3% from a year ago. That's a touch higher from the previous month, where we were up by 2.9%.
President Trump blames the bump on Joe Biden and urges another interest rate cut. Mr. Trump's special envoy helped negotiate the release of U.S. school teacher Mark Fogel from a Russian prison. Steve Witkoff tells CBS.
He was upbeat. He was intent on thanking the president because he was so grateful to him. He was exultant. And I would say, most importantly, he was intent on not playing the victim.
Treacherous weather from the nation's midsection eastward. Meteorologist Tony Sidiku.
This could mean some flash flooding through parts of the south. We can't ignore the severe weather threat, too, from places like New Orleans, Baton Rouge, to Birmingham, all the way to Atlanta, where damaging winds and a few tornadoes could be possible.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Craft breweries who use cans are getting crushed by tariffs. President Donald Trump's newly announced tariffs, a blanket duty of 25% on all steel and aluminum imports, are expected to negatively affect the nation's craft brewers by driving up the cost of critical materials used to brew, house, and serve their beer. And these potential hits are landing at an unwelcome time for the industry, so prices will probably go up. Sales data for beer and aluminum cans accounted for approximately 75% of craft breweries' packaged volume and revenue, and a good number of those beer cans aren't made in the U.S. and come from Canada. In terms of steel, Canada and Mexico account for nearly 40% of what the U.S. imports, and the new tariffs, set to take effect on March 12th, are forecasted to raise producer prices for steel and aluminum by 15 to 20% in the coming months. This could cost consumers an extra $8 billion a year. And funding for new electric vehicle stations across Wisconsin is now up in the air, just days after Governor Evers celebrated one of the first ones to open in the Northwest region. In a memo last week, Federal Highway Administration officials suspended the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program, which was used to build the charging stations in the region. This freeze could cost the state nearly $7 million that had already been approved for 15 projects. The state had planned to award roughly $22 million for 53 projects in total. And with the recent snow, snowmobile trails in Taylor County are opening up today. Trails east of Highway 73 and north of Highway 64, with the rest of them opening up on Friday. County officials remind snowmobilers that the trails are in early season conditions, with possible rough spots in swamps and fields. Trails are also open in Oneida, Lincoln, Langlade, Forest, and Vilas counties now. Here in Marathon County, Zones 1 and 3 partially opened on Monday on the Mountain Bay Trail, from Kelly Club going east into Shawano County. All other zones and trails remain closed. Off-trail riding is trespassing and could result in trail closures or citations. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Marquette ends their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Marquette with a victory last night over DePaul, 68-58 in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles have struggled from behind the three-point line. I asked Marquette Stevie Mitchell on why it's been that way most of the season.
That's just how the game goes. I think, you know, there's players, teams that can shoot the ball poorly and then, you know, shoot the ball really well on any given night. So, you know, we're really proud of the win today because we shot the ball poorly and we're able to win ugly. And I think that's something we struggled to do the past three games, you know, when it got rough, when it got hard. You know, we weren't resilient like we were today in terms of just, you know, finding a way to win anyway, not getting caught up in, you know, our missed shots, not getting caught up in, you know, things that we really can't control, and just doubling down on all things we can control.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota. Their last game heading into the All-Star break this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy with some light snow today. We could get an inch or so of accumulation by the time everything winds down later tonight. Our high 15 today will drop to 1 below tonight. Tomorrow, the sun returns with a high of 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 4 above.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. the scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
This week on The Rational Revolution, our dear friend Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner brings Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about January 6th.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Wednesday, February the 12th of 2025. Hump Day! Heading downhill towards the weekend. Be able to head downhill towards the weekend with some snow. Had the snow last weekend. Has not melted. We'll get a little snow today. And then get quite a bit of snow Friday night into early Saturday. So we'll have the details on the weather coming up. But right now in downtown Wausau, the snow has not started yet. We are overcast. Up to 6 degrees above zero. No wind chill. The winds remain calm. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can join us as well at YouTube.com. Go to the 98.9 WXCO channel and be able to join us. You can also join us by calling or texting 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Coming up in just a few minutes, we will be talking to Sean Wright. Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. It's always busy at the Grand, so we're going to find out what's happening there. Coming up at the end of the hour, we'll have our daily history lesson, talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history, celebrity birthdays, special events being acknowledged today, and then, of course, our number for the day quiz. And we do that with our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
You have some work to do.
I do. Yeah. Right now, I am a 0/2. Oh, well, starting to look like it did last week, because last week I only got 1/5.
I know. You're sort of you had a 5-game winning streak there, then you have gone the other direction since then.
I guess that vacation high is kind of wearing off now. I'm kind of getting back to, I'm overthinking it. I got to stop overthinking and just trust my instincts.
Well, I mean, again, it's not an obvious answer when you get to it.
Yeah. Sometimes the questions are a little strange. Sometimes the answers are a little strange.
I don't know if they've been strange recently. I think they've been pretty
Well, not all of them. Just
I mean, Nelson Mandela was not a strange one. Super Bowl was really not a strange one.
Yeah. Like you said, that there's no obvious choice.
Right.
You know, they're all very possible answers. But I got to focus on today's number.
We could have a strange number. I don't know if I want to use this one, though. Do you like strange, or do you like something that's a little bit more less unusual? Because if you want to go with strange, I'll go with strange. Because this was, a strange one.
And just for the sake of, shaking it up a little, why don't we go with a strange one?
Yeah, all right.
Why not?
All right. So, I'm going to give you a partial topic. Because if I give you too much, I think, you know.
It might.
I mean, there's two different topics I could actually make it. And in the end, we'll put them together for the number for the tape. One of the topics is injuries.
Injuries. Okay.
And injuries injuries based on a certain thing.
So injuries.
I'm not going to share what that is.
So injuries is the first part of it.
Yes.
Okay, and you'll give me the other half, like...
What causes the injuries?
Okay.
So it's a topic that causes these injuries, which is unusual.
So for now, it's just injuries?
Yeah.
Just focus on that.
But it's injuries that come from something you wouldn't think would cause injuries.
Okay.
I think we're confusing more people than anything else, but that will be coming up at the end of the day.
We'll give the listeners at home some to answer too.
Well, we heard about the potential of some significant snow Friday night into Saturday.
Oh, I saw that.
Were you planning on any trips? Because I know you got snowed out last week.
Well, thankfully, our group has been talking about in the escape room. We were planning on doing in Green Bay last week. We were able to reschedule it for towards the end of March. So we're going to wait a few more weeks to, you know, see how the weather is. And hopefully towards the end of March, the temperatures will get a little warmer and maybe won't be as much snow on the ground. So we do have a plan. We're just going to wait a few weeks before we do it.
Are you planning on seeing Les Mis?
Oh, I really want to, but I have to make sure I get my tickets in advance because they were talking about this. I saw a post on a Children's Theater's Facebook that this show is so popular that it's not a wise decision to try and get your tickets at the door because there probably won't be any left. So. Yeah, make sure I get a ticket online. I'm not sure if I want to go this weekend or next weekend. I'm probably thinking more next weekend.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to go.
I'm thinking I'm going to try to do it next week as well. But we had a chance to talk about it. Central Wisconsin Children's Theater had three members of the cast on the program yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And if you missed that discussion or any of our discussions, we have our show as a podcast. Every hour is put up as a podcast. All the shows, in fact, on Civic Media are put on as a podcast.
Right.
You can go to the show page at WXCO.FM. Click on the On Air tab. It'll take you to the show page. You can also subscribe on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. So, again, you can listen at your convenience then to our program. And it cuts out the commercials as well, so you can do it in a quicker time. You can speed up our voices, too. Get through these podcasts really fast. Coming up later on this evening, it is Wednesday, so another edition of the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction. Coming up here on 98.9 WXCO, Jeff Gress and myself will be talking about what's going on in high school basketball and hockey. I have some brackets to talk about. High school hockey playoff brackets have been released. Heading down the stretch towards the postseason. Our coach guest for tonight will be Jana Wimmer of the defending state champion, Central Wisconsin Storm. She'll be with us at 6:25. I am still waiting for a confirmation on our student athlete guest. It's been really hard. I've reached out to three different kids, still waiting for a confirmation. This has been, usually it's very easy, but this time around it's been a little more difficult. So, but we will get somebody in here tonight. So, again, 2 hours of nothing but talk about high school sports. Big high school sports show tonight, 6 to 8 p.m., 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Wanted to talk about something, you know, kind of light here to wrap up this segment. We talk about the lottery from time to time when it gets really big, you know, usually big.
Yeah.
But this was a funny one. A woman from Kentucky recently experienced a stroke of luck after a simple craving for a Dairy Queen Blizzard turned into a $1 million lottery win.
Really?
Because if I could win $1 million every time I had a craving for ice cream, I'd be as rich as Elon Musk. But the player shared that she decided to pick up a Kentucky jackpot scratch-off ticket while on her way to satisfy her ice cream craving at a local Dairy Queen.
Cool.
To her surprise, the $20 ticket revealed a $1 million prize when she scratched it in her car.
Jiminy crickets.
So once in a while, it's okay to give in to your cravings.
And, as long as you don't do it too much.
It won't, yeah. We're happy to welcome in our biggest St. Louis Cardinal fan here today. If you're watching the stream, you can see Sean Wright wearing the powder blue of the St. Louis Cardinals. Real quick, Sean.
Yes.
This past weekend, I spent some time, Saturday's snowy, at home. I was watching on YouTube the 1982 World Series.
Very nice World Series.
But the only ones I watched were games one, game four, and game five.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not watch the other games.
Yeah.
I tried to start watching game six, but I remembered how bad that game was.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't want to watch game six.
They're talking about, and I'm thinking, how did the Brewers not win that one when John Stuper was on the mound against Don Sutton?
Yale baseball coach John Stuper.
But, I mean, it still annoys me to this day. I know it doesn't annoy you.
No.
But watching that series, Milwaukee should have won.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
easily.
They were ahead in game two. And
in game seven.
And in game seven. Both.
3-1 in the sixth inning.
Yeah, 3-1 in the sixth.
Doggone it.
Yeah.
That still annoys me, though.
Yeah. It's okay. I feel that way about the 85 and 87 World Series. I understand.
We're going to talk about more serious things with Sean Wright coming up. We'll find out what's going on at the Grand Theater in Wausau. If it wasn't busy, that would be news.
That would be news.
But we're going to find out what is happening at the Grand. I just sit here looking at you. Again, this weekend I was watching that World Series, and you come in here like you knew I was watching.
It's Pitchers and Catchers Day.
Oh, very, very good. So we'll talk more with Sean.
It's the one day we have a chance.
There you go. Sean Wright coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.9 FM and 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. February 10th, the head of the Office of Government Ethics, a Senate-confirmed position, was fired by letter by President Donald Trump, likely illegally. In an even more questionable action the same day, the U.S. Department of Justice dropped federal corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. As we reported last December, Mayor Adams was accused by the Biden DOJ of taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He was also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal those transactions. January 17th, Adams traveled to meet with Trump at Mar-a-Lago. And recently, Adams expressed a willingness to work with the administration on immigration, contrary to New York City's status as a sanctuary city. Now, DOJ has reversed course, citing a memo from Trump's AG restoring the integrity and credibility of the Department of Justice and Trump's executive order ending the weaponization of the federal government. Also on Monday, David Heitema, the director of the Office of Government Ethics, confirmed by the Senate in December for a 5-year term, was notified of his firing by Trump. The head of the Office of Special Counsel, Hampton Dellinger, fired by Trump February 7th, had his removal blocked by a federal judge on Monday. We've linked the DOJ's memo dropping charges against Adams at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
And welcome back to At Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, sitting across from the cardinal-clad Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation of Wausau. And as I said, if it wasn't busy, it wouldn't be the Grand Theater, would it?
We wouldn't know what to do with ourselves if we weren't busy. Been a couple of great weeks since we last chatted. You know, Simon and Garfunkel story was another fun night. Last week we had our Aspirus Arts and Education series with the great Dr. Kaboom, who a doctor with a K, of course, because he's Dr. Kaboom. A fun science and education show, and I always say that the good doctor has a little mix of stage talent, a little mix of scientific knowledge, and a little mix of a harried grade school teacher who knows how to keep kids second to sixth grade in line.
Let me ask you real fast, because you know, I think a lot of the shows you see, you can see how you would find these shows. How did you find Dr. Kaboom?
You know,
and how did Dr. Kaboom become this big act?
You know, the nice thing is there are there's probably 4 or 5 agencies who deal specifically in the theater for young audiences, is what it's called. We call it the Arts and Education series, but that's sort of what the that genre of programming is known as. And so the nice thing is that, you know, they are very open in terms of here's video, here's study guides, here's all of these things. And so, you know, our staff, Caitlin Conrardi, our community engagement director and education director, you know, myself, you actually get to see these things, and then you have relationships, and so you talk, hey, what have you had that's good? And when you find a good school show, word spreads really quickly. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Kaboom is a perfect example of that. I think had been over in Appleton a couple of years ago, and in time with Amy and the folks over there, they're like, if you had Dr. Kaboom, it's such a fun show, and it draws the kids in, but it also teaches them along the way. Right. And that's the aim of the Arts and Education mm-hmm. series, is to entertain and let them enjoy the magic of theater and of a field trip and everything, but also to learn a little bit.
Fantastic. Well, let's look forward, because obviously the shows that are coming up, what is highlighting the schedule at the Grand?
Yeah, the next two nights, Thursday and Friday night, Pretty Woman, the Broadway musical, is at the Grand. You know, somehow we wound up with that time for Valentine's Day. I'm not quite sure how, but we...
It shows, again, that you know you have the contacts, and you do it right, because, again, I imagine, like you said, I imagine there'd be a lot of folks that would want that show this
year. And sometimes the routing just works out. I'd like to take credit for that, but it worked out. And yeah, we're really excited. A really just fun musical that's been on the road for a couple of years, and people just rave about it. And of course, everybody knows the movie, and you know, if you love the movie, you're going to love the musical. And so I think we have about 100 tickets left for each night. Wow. So not a lot, but just enough if people are still looking for that Valentine's Day gift, still wanting to check out a fantastic Broadway show at the Grand.
It seems as though that that era has been big, because you had Dirty Dancing recently.
Yeah, Dirty Dancing live in concert last Saturday night for a sold out house. And yeah, it's just I obviously, people love the things that they it connects them to a previous era, and watching those movies, and then being able to see them in a different way. And really, really excited to have that show, and I know people are excited about it as well.
What else is on the schedule here in the next couple
weeks? We turn right from Broadway to another show direct from New York City, but in a totally different realm. It's Ailey 2, which, of course, is part of the Alvin Ailey Dance Company, one of the most famous dance companies in the world. And Ailey 2 is the next generation. These are the dancers who are going to be part of the world-renowned Ailey Dance Company. And so a chance to bring just some exquisite talent, really. These are truly the next generation of modern dance. And, it's the reality is that, the Ailey Dance Company, we're not going to be able to afford them or in a theater like ours, but this allows us to share the artistic artistic mastery and athleticism, and really excited. Going to be a really amazing night, including they will do Alvin's famous piece, Revelations, probably the most famous piece in the modern dance genre.
The word athleticism is so important. I mean, those dancers are great athletes.
Incredible.
I remember back in the day, remember when Herschel Walker was involved in something like that?
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
no.
It takes incredible athletes.
It takes incredible athletes. It truly does. And the level of just not the level of skill, but the time and the preparation and just the meticulous work that goes into to do modern dance at that highest level. And this truly is at the highest level. We're excited to share it, and I think that's if you have never experienced modern dance before, this is absolutely the company to come see, because you'll just be blown away by the athleticism and the real mastery.
Fantastic. What else is coming before we wrap up?
Yeah, we've got a rare 10x10 that still has a few seats left. Most of our 10x10 shows sold out, but this one coming up next Tuesday does have a few seats left. That's Natalie Tenenbaum. Really fun pianist who does everything from classical to her interpretation of Michael Jackson's Thriller is just the coolest thing I've seen. And then next week as well, our Neil Diamond, he said sold out, but then coming up Sunday the 23rd, just want to mention it quickly, it is The Magic of Rob Lake, a big, fantastic illusion show, and we only have about 30-35 tickets left for that show, so we want people to get on them if they want to enjoy a fun family night at the Grand.
Fantastic. Great stuff. Great entertainment. Wonderful again here for the Wausau area. And for further information to buy tickets,
visit Grand Theater, of course, ER.org.
GrandTheater.org. Or just stop on by downtown.
Stop on by downtown. We're here and happy to see you.
Happy Pitchers and Catchers Day.
Happy Pitchers and Catchers Day, indeed.
Sean Wright, Executive Director of Grand Theater. We'll come back after an information update. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Thank you.
listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlau. It's Black History Month, and Lisa Hale has a feature focusing on a modern-day history maker, B.J. Hill.
A former professional football player with the Green Bay Blizzard, the only player for that team to have his jersey retired, and new head coach at Southwest High School in Green Bay, B.J. Hill is a modern-day history maker and featured athlete for Black History Month. While training young athletes, inspiring their performance, and racking up the wins may be the main part of his job description, Hill says setting a culture for the students at Southwest High is his first priority.
To me, setting the culture, the first thing is getting to know the students, right? And so I don't want to come in and just be a dictator. I want to understand what each student and what each player is dealing with in their personal life, and then I can empathize with them in terms of what they're going through. And as long as they know they have a personal relationship with me, they're going to want to run through a wall. That's just the way it is.
Now that his playing days with the Blizzard are over, Hill says he can focus on what he found to be his true calling.
I was like, you know what? This is exactly what you want to do. This is your passion. You know, you love coaching. You love teaching kids.
Hill emphasized that, yes, he wants to see the athletes at Southwest High School to a winning season. But he also wants to help the athletes and their fellow students win at life.
I'm an extension of the parents, you know, whether it's a one-parent household, two-parent household, I'm on your team. And so the goal is we want to build these boys into young men. That's the first order of business.
B.J. Hill, coach, culture creator, teacher, and Black history maker.
And a teacher from Horace Mann Middle School was awarded with the Brewers Grand Slam Teacher Award, Dan Merkel. He says he was blown away by the Brewers surprising him with that award. Merkel was awarded for his hard work and dedication to his students. I'm Brittany Merlau for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's a comedy to look forward to starring a rock star duo of Bill Murray and Kristen Wiig. The two Saturday Night Live alums will headline the cast of Epiphany, which will be directed by Max Barbacow, who also directed Palm Springs. The plot sees Kristen Wiig as an heiress who has blown through her fortune and now has 2 weeks to marry a rich man or lose everything and end up homeless. She meets Murray's character, who is a math savant and billionaire. Really hoping there's no sex between the two leads in this film. As of February 14th, YouTube will be 20 years old. The social media platform, which started with people posting home movies and personal videos, has turned into a global phenomenon and a major studio that even makes feature films in 4K. According to Deadline, YouTube just reached another milestone. More people now use the TVs in their home when watching YouTube content than they do on their phones. Go figure. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy with some light snow today. We could get an inch or so of accumulation by the time everything winds down later tonight. Our high 15 today will drop to 1 below tonight. Tomorrow, the sun returns with a high of 11. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 4 above.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild returns discussing the gobs of money in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Also, the Wisconsin GOP wants state employees working in the office. Does that include legislators? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Life is so strange when you don't know how can you tell. Where you're going to, you can't be sure. Of any situation, something could change, and then you won't
of Destination Unknowns out there right now. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. And just heard another promo for our opening. As again, if you'd like to be part of the team here at Civic Media, if you're somebody that works in sales and marketing, we would love to talk to you. Again, you can send a note to Chuck Gennaro, chuck.gennaro, G-E-N-N-A-R-O, at civicmedia.us. Really terrific opportunities here at 98.9 WXCO. And throughout the Civic Media Radio Network. So, again, if you're somebody that is looking for that next challenge, wanting to work at a company that really does care about their employees, would be, I think, a great idea to send Chuck that email. Again, chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. There's been a lot of cuts being put forward by Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And came across a story where a Republican United States Senator, Katie Britt, you remember Katie Britt? She had this panned response to the State of the Union a year ago. Very odd State of the Union address, odd State of the Union rebuttal back last year. Well, on Friday night, last Friday night, funding cuts were announced by the National Institutes of Health. Everything being cut by Trump and Musk and National Institutes of Health, one of those. Well, all of a sudden, a few Republicans are realizing, hey, this could affect us adversely. So Katie Britt says she's going to work with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to, quote, ensure our nation remains at the forefront of innovation, research, and care. She says every cent of hard-earned taxpayer money should be spent efficiently, judiciously, and accountably without exception. Well, the reason she is saying this, and the reason she wants to talk to RFK Jr., the reason that she wants to make sure that the cuts are targeted and not targeted towards her state is because in the state of Alabama, the number one largest employer in the state, is the University of Alabama at Birmingham, which is a top National Institutes of Health recipient. So if these cuts across the board continue, the state of Alabama will see their top employer gutted. Britt told an Alabama newspaper, "While the administration works to achieve this goal at NIH, a smart, targeted approach is needed in order to not hinder life-saving, groundbreaking research at high-achieving institutions like those in Alabama." Basically, Britt is saying, as long as Alabama Birmingham continues to get the funding from NIH, it doesn't matter if the cuts go elsewhere. She should be bigger than that. Everybody should be bigger than that. It shouldn't be, well, as long as we get ours, others who get cut, that doesn't matter. Again, Friday night, National Institutes of Health announced it was cutting payments towards overhead costs for research institutions that receive its grants, a policy that could leave universities with major budget gaps. Currently, some universities receive 50% or more of that amount of a grant to be put towards support staff and other needs, but that would be capped at 15%, according to the Associated Press. UAB has alone received more than $1 billion in NIH funding in recent years. And the thing is, there are studies that show that these cuts are going to hurt the economy, because for every dollar that goes in to the economy, into these institutions through grants from the NIH, multiple times it comes back. The old idea, sometimes you have to spend a little to make a little. So again, this idea that every dollar that's being put into government grants is wasteful is a fallacy. And using a meat cleaver instead of a scalpel could lead to a lot of pain in a lot of areas around the country. Also, I want to go back to a story I mentioned when we were talking to Bob Look earlier, because last night when I got home from my hockey broadcast, got really annoyed by this story. It came from Axios.com, and a story saying that Democrats are pissed. And again, I don't like using that word, but I'm going to use that word.
Ticked.
Well, I'm going to use the word that they're using because it's strong. And it shows how annoyed Democrats are at liberal groups such as Move On and Indivisible for actually getting people engaged. Closed-door meeting for House Democrats earlier this week included a gripe fest directed at liberal grassroots organizations, sources tell Axios. It was a meeting of the members of the Democratic Steering and Policy Committee, with House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries in the room. They complained that activist groups like Move On and Indivisible have facilitated thousands of phone calls to members' offices. These phone calls are annoying the Democrats. They want to be nice and quiet in their offices. A senior House Democrat who was at the meeting said of lawmakers' reactions to the calls, "People are pissed." The Democrat says even Jeffries himself, very frustrated at the groups who are trying to stir up more confrontational opposition to Trump. The idea that Democrats are upset that people are being engaged in what's being done by Trump and Musk is an outrage. I am ticked at the Democrats.
I think there's a conflict of interest in the Democratic Party right now. It's because, like, you want to call these bad actions on the Republican side, but yet you are upset because there's activists actually fighting for a change out there and trying to, you know, be more confrontational, not confrontational.
What the phone calls want is for the Democratic Party to be a true opposition and to stop using the excuse we're in the minority so we can't do anything. There are things that can be done, and they need to start doing them. The House Minority Leader, Jeffries, a spokesperson, disputed the characterization that he is upset noted to Axios that their office regularly engages with dozens of stakeholder groups, including Move On and Indivisible. But one member, again, it sounds so clueless to me. One of the Democratic members of the meeting said, there were a lot of people who were like, we've got to stop the groups from doing this. People are concerned that they're saying we're not doing enough, but we're not in the majority. Don Beyer of Virginia said, it's been a constant theme of us saying, please call the Republicans, that these callers are barking up the wrong tree. No, these callers are not barking up the wrong tree. They are calling Republicans and Democrats, calling Republicans, showing disapproval to what is being done, and calling Democrats to say, we need to do more. Mm-hmm. Representative Richie Torres, a Democrat of New York, says, I reject and resent the implication that congressional Democrats are simply standing by passively. Well, I'm sorry, Representative Torres, if you're resentful of this. We aren't seeing enough from you and your colleagues. People are angry, scared by what's happening with Elon Musk and Donald Trump. And they want, and they people are willing to fight for them.
And they have every reason to feel these feelings, because these are very severe problems that have to be addressed. And we can't just be sitting on our hands and just waiting for the Republicans to fix things just because they're in the majority, or just because the Democrats are in the are not in the majority right now. It doesn't mean, I mean, that
there are things you can do,
things they can't do. There's always something you can do, even if it's something as little as, you know, I can't think of an example right now, but there's lots of things that you could do.
And the thing about it is, if I was a Democrat, I would have been more concerned if they weren't getting calls after the push from these groups, because it shows that people are engaged. And the idea that the Democrats should stand back and just let the Republicans do what they want because they're in the majority and there's nothing we can do. No, people want fighters. And I said it to Bob in the first hour. I mean, as much as I despise the policies that we see from Trump and Musk, I will say that those two guys are doing what they're supporters want them to do. They are engaged with their supporters, and Democrats have to be just as much engaged. They have to be willing to fight just as hard. They have to be willing to show that they have ideas outside of what Trump and Musk are doing. And as I said in the first hour as well, they need to put out every day an idea, whether it's economic, whether it's foreign policy, whatever it may be, every day an idea that shows what they believe in. True progressive ideals may not get passed. And in fact, Republicans, in all likelihood, will not bring it up. But at the same time, you have to still show you are a party of ideas and a party willing to fight for those ideas and not just say, well, sorry, we're not in the majority. There's nothing we can do. And we are really, really, really angry that people are calling us up and saying we should do more. Give me a break.
As an excuse. It's not a valid excuse anymore. It's just a reason to, you know, sit back and wait for something to happen. People are being engaged, and you could learn from these people because they are called activists for a reason. They are being active. They are standing up. They are talking about, this is a problem here, and you guys need to help us fix it.
And again,
that's what an activist does.
People keep on calling. Keep on calling, both Democrats and Republicans. And in fact, they should be happy to talk to you. They are representing you in office. The time is 9:48. Coming up, we'll have our daily history lesson. And also, see if Ian can get it right today. He needs a one badly.
Yes, I do.
In our number for the day quiz. That is coming up straight ahead. The time is 9:49. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Keep the man up on his feet. Holding down his job. Trying to show he can't be bought.
listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the Big High School Sports Show.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you've never stayed overnight on a dairy farm, would you consider it? The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association hopes you will and is working to position the state as the nation's agricultural tourism destination.
How can we grow agricultural tourism in the state of Wisconsin? Because all of our neighbors are embracing this and they're supporting agricultural tourism because they know it's an economic engine and it makes a huge impact for every taxpayer in our state.
Sheila Everhart is with the association and says from gathering eggs to corn mazes, ag tourism is on the rise. And overnight farm visits kick off as part of the NFL draft in Green Bay. Want to learn more, volunteer, or try your own ag trip? Go to WIAgTourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Wednesday, February the 12th of 2025, day number 43 of this year. Already down to 322 days remaining in the year 2025. A number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1879, at New York City's Madison Square Garden, the first artificial ice rink in North America opened. On this date in 1892, former President Abraham Lincoln's birthday was declared a national holiday in the United States. It was Abraham Lincoln was born on this date, February the 12th. What year was Abe born? I want to just look that up. He was born February 12th, 1809. So that means 216 years ago, Abraham Lincoln was born. On this date in 1999, President Bill Clinton was acquitted by the United States Senate in his impeachment trial. On this date in 2013, North Korea confirmed it had successfully tested a nuclear device that could be weaponized. And on this date in 2019, Mexican drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was found guilty of all 10 federal crimes against him in New York City. Some famous folks celebrating their birthdays today. Joe Don Baker, actor. And I know Joe Don Baker most of all from my favorite television series ever, Mystery Science Theater 3000. And over the years, Mystery Science Theater 3000 did a couple of Joe Don Baker movies, made a lot of jokes about Joe Don Baker. In fact, members of the cast of Mystery Science Theater 3000 said that Joe Don Baker actually has threatened to beat them up if he ever saw them because of all the Joe Don Baker jokes during the movies that they did. Don Baker, 89 years old today. Actor, I should say author, Judy Blume, A lot of kids' books. Judy Blume, 87. Actor Joanna Kearns is 72. Arsenio Hall, 69 years old. John Michael Higgins, actor, 62 years old today. Actor Josh Brolin is 57. Jesse Spencer of Chicago Fire, 46. Christina Ricci is 45. And pop singer Mike Posner is 37. And if you out there are celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Special events today. It is Hug Day. It is International Darwin Day. It is National Freedom to Marry Day. National Lost Penny Day. National Plum Pudding Day. Paul Bunyan Day. And Safety Pup Day.
Very nice.
All righty. Time for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
Every weekday, we give Ian Welsh a number for the day quiz. Give him three choices. Based on the math, he should get one out of three right.
That's right.
33%. Above 33% is a passing grade for a week. Below 33% is a failing grade for the week. But we want more than just a passing grade. We want a winning week, which is more right than wrong. 3 out of 5.
Absolutely.
His best ever week is 4 out of 5. And still looking for that first ever perfect week, 5 out of 5.
Still working on it. That's right.
Today, kind of an odd number for the day.
The first part of the topic was injuries. And that's all we talked about.
Well, there's a second part of it as well.
Okay.
Our number for the day is the number of Americans injured by musical instruments each year.
Boy, that is strange.
The number of Americans injured by musical instruments each year.
All right, what are my choices?
Is the number 9,500.
Whew.
Is the number 19,500. Is the number 29,500.
Number of Americans who are injured by musical instruments each year?
Yep,
each year. Each year.
Those are all high numbers. I would never have thought that high.
9,500, 19,500, or 29,500. Whew. I think it's just Americans, but each year, musical instruments.
The sweat pouring down the face
that Bob was going to send me. I'm trying not to overthink this, but there's a lot of. Okay,
I believe it's official. You are overthinking it. What does your gut say?
I'm definitely overthinking.
What does your gut say? What do you think in terms of the number of people that would be injured by musical instruments? Does it seem like a high number? Does it seem like a lower number? What does your mind and your gut tell you?
Okay. My gut is telling me 9,500. I'm going with A. So my final answer, I'm going with A. Locking it in.
All right. The number of Americans injured by musical instruments each year. Your gut was right. 9,500.
Well, you had me worried.
I know. I kind of threw a curveball at you there. I was using my acting ability there. 1 out of 3. Right back where you need to be.
Yeah.
Still some work to do, though.
Now the pressure is really on to get a passing week.
There you go. Get one for a passing grade, 2 more for a winning week.
Well, you'd be happy about today, then.
Thanks to Bob Look and Sean Wright for joining us. Ian, enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you tonight for the Big High School Sports Show.
Absolutely, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
So join us tonight from 6 till 8 for the Big High School Sports Show. Join us tomorrow morning from 8 till 10 for the Chad Holmes Show. And stick around. Coming up next, Matt and Air on Air on 98.9 WXCO.
Listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Jane Matt and Air and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, legalities and illegalities of the first couple weeks of the Trump administration. Jim Santel will be here and Dan Schaefer in hour number two to recombobulate. Don't miss it.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
Streaming.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The price of food, gassing up the car, and keeping a roof over your head, all blamed for a hotter-than-expected inflation report for January. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Shelter accounted for 30% of that monthly increase, and now shelter costs, while they've come down from the peak, they're up by 4.4% from a year ago.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says Ukraine should drop hopes of returning to its pre-2014 borders.
As the war approaches its third anniversary, our message is clear. The bloodshed must stop, and this war must end.
He says NATO membership for Ukraine is not realistic. A snowstorm spreading from Kansas City to Washington, D.C. Timothy Tucker's all prepped and see for Delaware.
I don't have a problem with the snow because I take precautions. Catch it early, do your shopping and stuff like that. So if there is a big snowstorm, you'll have all your provisions in your house.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I'm Brittany Merlin.